Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, definitely.
Sister Soldier, are you a racist?
You can't call me or any black person any place in the world a racist. We don't have the power to do to white people what white people have done to us. And even if we did, we don't have that low-down, dirty nature.
So do you believe there are any good white people?
If there are, I haven't met them. Where are they?
Good evening, America. This is your president. Please listen carefully to the announcement I'm about to make. After careful consideration and research, Vice President Duke, Congress, and myself have concluded that black people have not advanced technologically. Their educational testing scores are on a rapid decline. The vast majority of them are on welfare and producing babies at a faster rate than they can support them, and we will not carry them anymore. We are left with no other choice but to put slavery back into effect. All blacks will report to the designated camps in their area to receive further orders. The only blacks excused will be those serving in the United States military and the police. Any blacks who do not cooperate will be terminated immediately. I repeat, slavery is back in effect.
We are at war! That's what I told you! I know you heard what the president said, and if the nigga don't move, then he's dead. It's time for us to take the stand. Woman to woman and man to man. Blood rushes through your veins, you feel the fear. Who'd have thought that it could happen here? In the land of the free, home of the brave. The year's 95, you're a slave. When they first hear the news, press play and then rewind and review. But the message is clear and it cuts just like the knife. You don't surrender, they take your life. And I remember the movies my mama used to show me.
What's your name?
Remember the times when they bought and they sold you. We are at war! That's what I told you. That's what I told you. Racism was here, but they didn't take it seriously. And then they said that I was crazy. Violence escalating, and it's sad to see so many brothers being killed by the enemy. Mothers and daughters and fathers and sons. Why can't they see we couldn't win by the gun? I told you how to win, but now it's too late. The enemy's on the rise, and he feels your face. Greed is a weapon, technology section. The wardrobe is sounding, the tool is the record. The will and the skill of the black man, exact man. Giving a hand to his brother man. A word to the wise, and I tell you once again. Know your enemy from your friend.
Man outgunned, incompetent, Mr. Mayor, for taking your own.
had some requests for. Alabama's got me so upset. Tennessee made me lose my rest. And everybody knows about Mississippi gone down. Alabama's got me so upset. Tennessee made me lose my rest. Everybody knows about Mississippi gone down. Can't you see it? I know you can feel it. It's all in the air. I can't stand the pressure much longer. Somebody say a prayer. Alabama's got me so upset, and Governor Wallace has made me lose my rest. Everybody knows about Mississippi gone down. Hound dogs on my trail. School children sitting in jail. Black cat crossed my path. I think every day's gonna be my last. Lord have mercy on the land of mine. We all gonna get it in due time. I don't belong here, I don't belong there. I've even stopped believing in prayer. Don't tell me, I'll tell you. Me and my people just about do. I've been there, so I know they keep on saying, go slow. That's just the trouble.
Too slow.
Washing the windows.
Too slow.
Picking the cotton.
Too slow.
We're just plain rotten.
Too slow.
We're too damn lazy.
Too slow.
I think it's crazy.
Too slow.
Try to say it's a communist plot. All I want is equality for my sister, my brother, my people, and me. You lied to me all these years. You told me to wash and clean my ears and talk real fine just like a lady, and you'd stop calling me Sister Sadie. My country is full of lies. We are all gonna die and die like flies. I don't trust nobody anymore. They keep on saying go slow. That's just the trouble. Desegregation. Mass participation. Unification. Do things gradually.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Dry Bones Connection on Thursday night. This is Antoinette, and tonight we have a vital alert that we are giving. It's a bill in Mississippi. It's HB 1020. And Brother Ray, are you with me?
Yes, I'm right here.
Great. Well, we have a serious, serious alert that we are giving tonight.
every alert is serious as we go through the day. We have so many challenges, and that's where we have organized the People's Grassroots Assembly, and we are getting the grassroots people assembled all over the country and all over the world, the same people. The Bible says that last shall be first and the first shall be last. So it's time for us to be first now and take charge and take over the land that was given to us by the creator of the universe, the giver and sustainer of all life. This is our land, and we now have to take a stand. The enemy knows that, and what he's doing is trying to create a war-like atmosphere where we are afraid of one another and where we are killing one another, and we are watching them as they kill our people every day and with no response from them. So it's time to organize, people. So all of you who are looking to do something or want to know what to do, we've been saying it for years now. It's time to hold our money. You know, Christmas is coming. Hold your money. We've been saying that for 50 years, that we continue to make the people rich and keep them on top, and who want to keep us on the bottom. So this whole HR 1020 is a effort that was written up by a black man, by the way, in Mississippi. Eric Mays is his name. He's a councilman, the city commission there, who wrote up this bill and trying to get it passed. So we've got to understand what we're dealing with. As we've always said, it's not black versus white. It's versus right. Every brother ain't a brother. Every white man ain't your enemy. But it's up to us, the melanated people, the black people, to take a stand now and take the lead to getting ourselves out of the mess that we've allowed ourselves to be in. So it's time now to do these things. And I've spoken with a number of people from Jackson who are beginning to understand what this is and see that it is their people, melanated people, who are attempting to sign and join up with the enemy to take over the city. And that's all because of this bill, which I think it's, if someone is on, I'm hoping that we will be joined by Pace News, who I got this article from Pace, and I was hoping that the editor would bring that, would come on and explain this to us. He's there in Jackson and speaking with the people on the ground and the commission, and she's got a straight-up understanding of what's going on there. And as I said to her, and I'm saying to you, once we know the truth, then we will begin to organize ourselves. One of the things that we can do, and we need your opinions and we need your input, one of the things that we're suggesting that we do is to call your congressman, call your senator from your state, your city, and demand that they support the bill in the right way, that it goes to the people of Jackson, Mississippi. There's a capable mayor there, a capable commission there, and we're not going to allow the Republicans to come in and run a game and take over the finances that are coming in for the cleanup of the water supply there. That's what this bill is all about. It's camouflage to clean the water up that has been poisoned by the ones who want to do a population control. So it's time for us to wake up, people, and use the power that we have. Don't know who your commissioner is, or you don't know who your senator or your congressperson is out of your community. You can easily find that out by Google. You can Google it. You can call your pastor, and if he doesn't know or she doesn't know, then you need to remove them if they can't tell you who their senator or their congressperson is who represent you in your community. That's why we come back to the People's Grassroots Assembly. And the Grassroots Assembly is an understanding that, number one, we've been voting since the civil rights movement started registering people to vote. I was one of those that went to the Southern Christian Leadership Conference throughout the South under the direction of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., and we registered hundreds of thousands of black people to vote throughout the South and throughout this country, as a matter of fact. And we still came up on the dirty end of the stick. So we realized that we have been voting Democrat and Republican over and over again and coming up with the same dirty end of the stick, where this one group of people controlled our finances, controlled our communities, and controlled everything that we did. So we want to make that clear, that whoever is your sustenance controls your will. And that's what has happened to our elected officials. Yes, we changed the complexion all over the country, but we did not change the condition of the people. The people are still suffering, and as we speak to you right now, there are people sleeping in the streets. These are educated people who cannot find work, who've been oppressed by these money changers with these high interest rates on just about everything that they control and sell. And they do control and own just about everything that we buy in America and in our communities. So when we understand that that's what part of the problem is, the love of money is the root of the evil. Not the money, it's the love of money. Those who are in control, those who control our Federal Reserve, those who control the banking institutions, those who control our IRS, those who control our FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, all are the same people. Not a hard one to figure out, and don't take my word for it. Find out for yourself. You can check these things out. And once you get these names of these people, you Google them, and they are where they are from. So as a result, what we have in America today, in the United States of America, we have foreign corporations running our government, and it could not have happened without the support of the elected officials in this country. It goes right up to the President of the United States. I say that without fear, because truth rise again, a truth crushed to earth will rise again. And this is the truth. You cannot deny it. You know, here we are giving billions of dollars to white folk in Ukraine while our people are sleeping in the streets. Sleeping in the streets and hungry, without jobs, losing our homes. While our government, this government that we say we believe and support, gives our money away. So it's on us, brothers and sisters. It's on the people of this country, black and white, I should say, to come together, understand that we are not each other's problem, but together we have the same enemy that is affecting both of us in the same way. So the drum call, I'll get back to your drum call now. The drum call goes out every Sunday, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Every Sunday, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time worldwide. We ask the people to sing. Sing, lift every voice and sing. Till earth and heaven ring, ring with the harmony of liberty, resonating all over the world, people, because people are suffering the same way. At the hands of the same people doing the same thing. And we realize that it is a spiritual warfare. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. Okay, we don't have to pick up a gun and kill anybody. All we've got to do is pray and ask the Creator for divine intervention. I always ask him for that. Divine, intervene with his warriors. Send little David. We need David now. You know, and you know, as God sends David, you know what David's going to do. Send David, Lord. Stop these people from killing our brothers and our sisters all over the world. I'll take a breath and see if anybody else has something to say.
Yeah. Wow. Brother Ray, if you give me that person's area code that you're waiting for, I can look for it. And press number one if you have a question or a comment, and we can get on with the House bill 1020.
Well, that House bill as we speak, is maybe if you don't know it, it's all over the country now, but if you haven't heard about it, the government, the Republicans and the Democrats are proposing a bill proposed by a black senator and state senator in Mississippi, in Jackson, Mississippi, to intervene with the money that is being sent to Jackson, the federal money, our tax dollars, that are being sent to Jackson to repair the water problem that they have, that we've had all over the country and just about every black community. It's the same problem we had in Flint, Michigan. It's the same problem we're having in other cities where blacks are the majority. We're having issues with water, poison water. We're having issues with poison food. We're having issues with poison policemen, if you know what I'm saying. And we're having these issues all over the country. But here we have an official who's proposing a measure that's going to take the power from the people who were elected in Jackson, Mississippi, and give it to some white folk who they want to bring in to control the finances that our government is sending with our money, our tax money. That's our money they're sending. And we've got to take a stand. We've got to help our brothers and sisters there. I've given them this number. I hope they will call in. We've got to help our brothers and sisters, and we can do that by calling our senators, our representatives, and demanding that they do the right thing when it comes to Jackson, Mississippi. I believe if we do that for Jackson, Mississippi, we will be able to galvanize our people around the country to stand up against these atrocities that are taking place in America. And as we look at it, for those of us who've been on this issue for years, and I wish Dick Gregory was here because we've talked about this so many times. We witnessed the takeover of Miami, Florida, for an example. We witnessed our government, the United States government, the United Snakes, I should say, government, bring in 175,000 white Cubans in May of 1980. They brought 175,000 Cubans to Miami. They gave them cash money. They gave them instant credit. They gave them 3% government loans to go into business that they did not have to pay back. They gave them jobs in the government and in the corporate structure of this town and of this state. As a result, here we in 2023, they're running the state. They're running the city. And they don't have a democratic mindset, I should say. They don't have a loving mindset. They've got the Klan mindset. They're doing for each other, but they're not doing for us, those who made it pave their way to come here. We were one of the organizations that supported the Cubans when they came because we were told they were being oppressed in Cuba. That's what we were told. That's what the news said, and that's what our politician said to us. So we supported democracy, and we supported justice. We supported democracy and justice in Haiti as our Haitian brothers were attacked and then allowed to come here. And when they came, they did the same thing with the Haitians that they did with the Cubans. They put them in position in one of our cities here, and they control them as well with their finance, with our tax money, and set them up just like they set the Cubans. But it's only to control the people that they're bringing and to put them in position and replace the American people, those who have fought, bled, and died for our right of the world, those who thought that we were fighting for justice and peace worldwide. But what we were doing, we were allowing these people to come in and take over and do what they wanted with this most powerful and wonderful government in the world at one time. It's changed now. It's not for you have 199 countries around the world who have come together and have said enough is enough of the American white man coming into their countries, killing their leaders, taking their natural resources, and taking over their countries. And the same thing has happened here and is happening as we speak and as we sit here and do nothing and act like it's okay, act like nothing is going on, then we will get what we deserve and we deserve what we get. So we're just saying, brothers and sisters, you have the power. You have to stand. Nobody's going to do this for you. You have to do it for yourself. And you have the power to do it. And you have some leaders in this country and in the world today who understand what we are saying. This is the same thing that Dr. King would be saying, thing that Malcolm X would be saying. It's the same thing that John Kennedy would be saying and Bobby Kennedy and others, John Brown and others who have spoken up and spoken out against the wickedness of those in high places. And we have to continue to do that work and have that will, the will of God, to do what is right, not just for ourselves, but for everybody.
Yeah. And also, if I can go a little bit into this bill, what this bill is proposed to do is, in this county in Jackson, what they want to do is go in and replace the black leaders that are in this county, to replace the black judge, the black judges, the black chief of police, you know, everywhere where they are that is black. And Jackson is to get $795 million to fix their infrastructure for their water system. And so now, you know, you're going to have these white leaders that are being put in place if this bill makes it through the Senate. It passed in the House, so now it has to pass in the Senate for them to go in and replace these leaders. And if this passes in Mississippi, it can pass no matter where you are. In Ohio, now they're deterring the wastewater from that oil spill or whatever, that train derailment. They're sending it to Texas. So, you know, it seems like the only thing they're doing is just shipping it around. And you know that when they do these things, even with the water and everything being messed up, they're sending this to black areas. They're doing this in black areas. So this is something that if we don't pay attention to Mississippi and work with them to try to help them out of this, we can see this in our own back door. Back door, well, front door, you know, it's going to hit us. It's going, if it hasn't already, it's going to hit everyone.
Well, I think this is the wake-up call that America needs. Because your country has been infiltrated and taken over by these Nazis and these wicked people in high places. They're running your country, and your president is part of it, and your electoral system is part of it. So we've got to wake up and deal with it. The black man has to wake up. The white man has to wake up. This is not a black-white issue. Okay, we got to understand this is a black and white issue, and they're using the black issue to camouflage and confuse the people about what's really going on. And, you know, we got to wake up, y'all. We got to do this. We got to do something. And what we're hoping tonight, I hope that Pace News is on and they will chime in, please. You just punch one if you're there and add to this conversation. You're there on the ground there, and you have a lot of information that we probably need to hear. And I know you, if we can't do it today, you'll be back next week when we come back with this. But we've got the chance and the opportunity, y'all, to do something about this. And it's a simple telephone call right now, and it's a simple holding your money. And if we decide to hold our money, stop spending. Don't buy nothing. You know, you got to eat, buy your food, and then be careful of what you're buying because they have taken over our food industry. We don't know what we're eating. And it's at the hands of the same people. Ask your farmers, who they've stopped the farmers from growing food in America. Why? Tell me that. Why have they stopped the farmers, particularly the white ones, are being paid not to grow food? And there's a food shortage now because of it, in my opinion. But every week we're getting a report that something is contaminated. This food is contaminated. They've been doing this for years now. and nobody has cried out.
Sure
did Gregory, I have to say it, did Gregory cry out? I cried out with him.
Yeah.
But we were just voices in the wilderness. People have not heard us. And now we're eating all kind of fake food, you know. We're allowing them to sell us anything with their news media, with their radio and their television, because the same people own the TV, they own the news. Same people, and I'm not lying to you. Check it out. Google it, you'll find out who the owners are, and then Google them. And you'll see they all belong to the same club, same people doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, we have a right to stand up, and we must stand up. We fought battles for them. You know, I always say that my brother Billy was Tuskegee Airman, and had he not, if the Tuskegee Airmen not taken to the air, we'd probably be speaking German.
Yes.
Because of the participation of our people in that war that was to stop Adolf Hitler from taking over, from instituting his one world government, his new world order, that unfortunately Mr. Bush was part of, because he came in talking about a new world order and one world government, and he made a statement, and it was in the press, and you can Google it. Don't take my word for it. You can Google it.
Yeah.
He said, if the American people knew what we were doing, they would hang all of us. That is a documented, reported statement.
Yeah.
Okay, so wake up, people. Come on. Just, you know, don't be hating the truth. You know the truth. The truth is what's going to make us free. Free to do what we have to do. And these young people have to understand that. Y'all got to come on in now. You got to come on in, or they're going to take you all out, you know, the way they're doing it. So it's kind of up to us to lead the way, people. We don't need a leader. We need leaders. We need everybody's a leader. You just have to know the truth. And we're here to tell you what we think and what we know. And if you'll take what we're saying to you to heart, you all know how to operate that computer. Y'all know what to do to get the truth. Get your head out of the sand. You know, get off these television shows and figure out what's happening up the street. Why are these kids being shot down? Who's doing it? We don't blame each other. When people are riding through our communities and doing drive-bys, we don't ever stop the car. We don't ever try to find out who's doing the real shooting, besides the ones who've been given the drugs and the mind control to do this wickedness. But the Creator knows. Creator knows all things, and we have to seek His help. And that's what prayer does. We're asking you to do that.
Brother Wright, we know that it's not individuals from the streets that's doing these drive-bys that are hitting targets perfectly.
They're trained
who are being
paid to do these things.
Yeah.
So we have to say these things, you know, whether some folk want to believe it or not. We have to say it because we know it. We believe it, you know, and we have to say it. If you continue to act as if the only truth is what they're getting at 6 o'clock on the news, that's crazy. We believe the liar. We believe the lies. Even the newscasters are quitting because they're tired of lying.
Yeah.
They're quitting because they're tired of lying. And as they bring in all these new doctors from other countries into our communities and put them in our hospital, the nurses are resigning because they don't want to take it anymore. And we act as if it's okay. So, you know, we have to stop and think, man, what's going on? Look at it. You know, if you know any nurses, find out what they have to say. Everybody's scared now. Scared of each other, won't talk to each other, won't come close, won't shake your hand, turn away from you. They've done a masterful job on dividing the people, you know, but no weapon formed against God's people will prosper. But then again, we've got to look at ourselves. We have to look at ourselves, and we have to change our wicked ways. And that's what the Bible calls for you to change your wicked way. And only you know what they are. You know, we don't know, but you know. Everybody knows his wickedness. Change it. And ask God for forgiveness. And let's get this thing on. Let's get this show on. We can stop these demons from doing what they're doing.
Yes, we can. Well, if anybody has a question or a comment, press the number one, and I'll be happy to open up your line and contribute to this urgent message that's going out tonight. So press number one, and we can bring you in, and you can give your input. But Brother Ray, this is truly serious, and, you know, 795 million is a lot to be taken out of the people's control where it's really being impacted at for this water system, and what are they going to do with it? You know, hopefully, if they keep control over it, it will go to where it's supposed to go, and it will fix Jackson's water. And I hope go ahead.
I've been trying to reach the mayor of Jackson, Mississippi, and I was hoping that he would call in. But I've left messages, and I hope that they'll get it. I know he's got his hands full. I knew his father very well, and he was the former mayor, and took no stuff off you, and did an excellent job. So now we're right back to this racism, this insidious racism, and those who have joined with them against their own people. So we're going to finish this campaign. Hopefully we can get enough people in Jackson. But once they know that others are supporting their position or supporting the right position for that community, they are learning that the same thing is going on around the country at the hands of the same people. So it's comforting to them to know that we're even talking about this on a show tonight.
Yeah, well, that's
true. We're even talking about it and raising the consciousness of the people. You know, this is supposed to be a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. What it is now, government of the rich, by the rich, and for the rich. American corporation. This is a corporate state. And again, we can stop it. They are rich because we give them our money. They do what they want to do because we vote for them. We need to vote for ourselves. We need to establish our own system. The system that is in place is not our system. These people came, found us here living in peace with our own system. They bought the guns. They bought the violence. And they're still using violence to place fear among the people, not only here in America, but all over the world. They're doing it in Africa and South Africa. Got us buying everything they sell. You got Elon Musk, a South African whose wealth came from the slavery of black people in South Africa. But he's the greatest thing on the planet because he got this car that he sells. And we love it. We love what he's saying and doing, but you better watch who you're supporting, who you're giving your money to. I know people don't think about these things, but when you look at it, whoever has the money wins the election. Whoever has the most money wins the election and are in control. And it would be nice if those with the money would do the right thing and use the money that they get from the people to help the people, but then they help themselves.
Yes.
So we got a chance here, y'all, to help Mississippi. And by helping Mississippi, you'll help yourself. And by helping Mississippi, you'll show the world that we're coming together as a people. The people know we're suffering over here, but we ain't saying nothing. Every so-called leader that we have talks about something else, but they don't talk about what's going on out in the streets of Los Angeles, in Oakland, Seattle, Atlanta, Mobile, Miami, and right on to the country. Chicago, come on, what's happening in Chicago? It's an outrage, and we haven't done a thing about it.
Yeah, I mean, it's happening in every city. It's happening in is happening in Wilmington, Delaware. You know, it's happening in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. It's, you know, it's all the cities that I know of, they're all in turmoil. But it's not just the cities, because it's spreading to the suburbs as well. You know, we're having a problem. And, you know, why are we having this problem? You know, why are we having these children running out, killing and doing all of this stuff? You know, what is it that they're eating or drinking or what's being sprayed in the air? And these are things that we need to find out. What is in these chemtrails? What is it that they're actually spraying that's making people violent?
Well, they have killed everybody who has spoken up, who had some actual facts about what's going on with the chemtrails, what's going on with the water, what's going on with the hormone structures of the food that these people are. And like I said, follow the money, you're going to find the problem. Follow the money, you'll find the problem. But there's nothing more powerful than that. The only thing, I should correct myself. The only thing that's more powerful than the people coming together is the people coming together in prayer and praying to the creator of the universe and taking the courage that comes through prayer and taking the courage that it takes to take a stand. Dr. King had courage. They told him they were going to kill him. If you ever see that picture they took of him the night before they killed him, they had been told that they were going to kill him the next day because of what he was doing. And if you can look at that picture and see the fear in his face, and then see how he overcame that fear in his speech. I've been to the mountaintop. I've seen the promised land. That's a very important speech, a very important statement, and it's something that we need to gravitate to. That kind of courage is what's missing upon our people today. We don't have any courage. Show us a dollar, we're gone. Okay? And, you know,
yeah.
We're sacrificing our own children for that dollar, you know, and we can do better. We can organize ourselves. We can spend our money with each other and nobody else until we build our community up. We build America, we can build anything.
Yes, we
most
definitely can.
We can build anything. So we are putting in place some things that will, I hope, will encourage our people to stand, take a stand. And I will say that, you know, after Dr. King, after they murdered Dr. King, we stopped supporting our own causes. We supported the Southern Christian Leadership Conference. We supported SNCC, Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee. We supported them. The people supported them because they were doing the right thing. But when they killed Dr. King, we stopped. In Dr. King's era, we had buses. We go all over this country in buses and cars. The people of the church put their dimes and nickels and their quarters together and paid our way. Where we used to have to sleep in the churches, or we had to sleep in, or not we, but Dr. King, the leadership, had to sleep with us in the churches and in the cars and the buses that we were on. But we began to support it to the point where at least the leadership could stay in hotels. We didn't have enough of our own hotels then, and we still don't. But we should, and we will.
Yeah.
Point out a lot of things to you right now that you probably haven't paid much attention to. I didn't until I said, wait a minute. Every hotel I go into down here has got a foreigner owning it and running it and being nasty to me when I walked in there. And that's a fact. And then I figured out, oh, they're being financed. They're brought here, put in place like they did my Cuban brothers and sisters here in Miami. They bought them here. They gave them money. They financed their businesses, and they gave them free this, free education, free money, free mortgage, everything they gave them, things that they denied us. And that's why today, as we speak to you, we don't own anything down here. All of the economic engines are owned by people from other countries, and it's not our fault that it's happened. It's our fault we allowed it to happen because our leadership sold us out. And are still doing it as we speak right now. So it's on you people. It's on us to do, to make a difference, to make a change. Change comes from the bottom up.
Yes, well, you know, we made a difference when it came to Flint. When it came to Flint, Michigan, we had these shows and, we got attention. We got attention for Flint. And we can do it again for Mississippi, for Jackson, because they have to have that water. I hate the thought of people not having water, because water is something that we, we all desperately need. We need clean water. And to have the water poisoned, and then to know that from what happened in Ohio, that they're shipping that water to Texas. We got to speak out against these things, because if not, they're going to poison us all. Now, just because not in your state right now doesn't mean that it's not coming to your state or it's there. It's just that it hasn't been brought out.
Well, Dr. King put it like this: an injustice to anyone anywhere is an injustice to everyone everywhere. And that's what we're facing. This is an unjust condition. And nobody has gone to jail. Nobody has been arrested. Nobody has been charged with the violation of God's law. They've come with their legal stuff, with their legality, but that's not God's law. And we need to begin to say these things, y'all. We need to stand up. These people, my brother Tariq always says this, but we haven't stood up yet, to that degree. We learned during the Detroit and during the Flint, Michigan situation that the governor had cut a deal with China. They were shipping the clean water out to China. Can you believe that? The good water was being shipped out, and they left the poison water for the people of Detroit and Flint. So we got involved with Detroit in time enough to stop it, and then, of course, we stopped Flint. But again, there were people who were responsible, but paid no price for their crime.
Yeah.
And it's still going on. It's happening as we speak all over the country, where people of color are being oppressed and poisoned, our children being thrown in jail, poisoned with drugs and the like, because these drugs are made in these communities for these kids. And their kids, unfortunately, don't understand it. And it's in our food. It's in our everything that our kids use. They plant it. So we haven't checked to. And this is what Dr. Sabi was doing. This is what what Dick Gregory was doing, and many others. I don't remember all these names. But there were people, and melanated people and non-melanated people, who were tracking and coming up with the truth about what was going on with these drugs in our community. So it's kind of frustrating. It is very frustrating, but it's more frustrating when you know that the people don't know and really don't want to know. One of my best friends, he don't want to tell me. Don't tell me nothing. I don't want to know. Well, what kind of attitude is that? You don't want to know with how your children are going to die, your grandchildren. Because these people, they don't care nothing about us, and obviously we don't care about us.
Right.
We haven't come to the point. We got to learn. We got to care about ourselves.
Brother Ray, we have a caller.
Amen.
With their hand up. Area code 732.
Good day, Internet, and everyone. How are you? Highest exaltation.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
I'm late calling in. I hope you all can forgive me for that. But anyway, Anthony, did you say it was going to be about what was going, the call tonight was going to be about what's going on in Mississippi?
Yes.
Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm just so concerned about that, because you know what? If they started that there, they're going to be doing it everywhere. I know the senator and the mayor, they were on Facebook, and they said, "What is it? 85% of Mississippi is our people." And the lady, I think the lady was the senator, then she went on to say what they're doing is they're, like, to the towns, you know, everything's black, us, just about.
Yeah.
So what they're doing is for the few of those that are in the towns where the black people are, they're actually making different laws for them. So if anything happens and they come after them, it's not going to affect them as bad as it's going to affect us.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're
and
taking control over the police force and everything, and the courts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what's making it so bad is there is no one from no part of the government or anything trying to help them at all.
Well,
no, because they're even going against the governmental forces that are already in place that are, you know, they're mainly black, and they're going against them to replace them with white leaders.
Yes. Yes.
Well, the question is, what do you think a solution would be to that issue?
Well, guess what? I wanted to go there. I don't even know what type of help I could have been to them or could be. But unfortunately, so you know, of course, once they came on Facebook, you know they're not letting them back on anymore. But we have got to start gathering ourselves together. Our people are so full of fear. Fear is one of the greatest sins there is. So I could imagine how little help we have with all of the people that are in the state.
Well, wait a minute. Hold on. What I'm suggesting is, what happens to Jackson, Mississippi, happens to Miami, Florida, happens to Delaware, happens to Washington, D.C., happens to Philadelphia and New York, and every city where we have a majority. So, in my opinion, what's happening to them happens to me. If I'm a part of that. And then we know we're under attack. And I'm just saying to the people who don't think so, you better look around. We are under attack. Now, we can stick our head in the sand if we want, but you're going to lose your derriere. I'm trying to be nice, y'all. You're going to lose your derriere if you keep your head stuck in the sand. So my suggestion is that we assist our brothers and sisters in Jackson right now, because we're going to have to assist many others around the country, because these people, these minority people, we are not the minority anywhere. They are, but they lied to us and told us that we were in a minority, and we let it go. But they used black leaders to tell us that lie. In America, we're not Africans. This is our land. When they came, they found us here. They didn't bring us here. We were here. Okay, now some folks don't want to accept that, but that's on them. Check it out. If y'all believe Google, and it'll tell you who was here when they showed up, okay, and how they took over, how they came to kill, steal, and destroy. That's what they do. And they're still doing it, and we're still acting like we don't have no power when we have all the power.
That's right.
So that's what we're saying. It's organizing time, y'all. We can talk about these issues over and over and over again. If you don't pick up that telephone in your house and call your state senator, your senator, and tell them that they must do the right thing. And if they don't, get them out. Now, there's a couple of ways if you want to play that electoral game. There's one way you can get them out. It's called recall. You don't have to have recall.
Recall.
You can recall any elected official. It does not take a lot of votes to recall them. It takes signatures. We did a recall here.
How many signatures do you need?
It's different in each city and each state. But here in Miami, we did a recall on the city commission back in 92, 93, when the city commission refused absolutely to give Nelson Mandela the key to the city and called him a communist. And they refused to give the key to the city, which they gave everybody that they wanted to give it to. Okay? So what we did, a few of us, weren't enough, a few of us got together, and we did a recall. we needed, I don't know exactly what it was that we needed, but we were short 1,500 signatures. And the only reason we did not recall every city commissioner then, because we did not have the support of the black church or the other black organizations.
Yeah, they can't support us because they're government.
Well, like I said, you missed that part, I'm sure. This is supposed to be a government of the people, by the people. And what we have is a government of the rich, by the rich, and for the rich. And they can trick us every election to go vote for a Democrat or a Republican. And at every election, we come out the loser.
Yes.
We come out the loser.
So now you said everybody should be going to Jackson, right?
No, you don't have to go to Jackson. You just pick up the phone and call your senator or your representative and tell them not to support this under the condition that
it's okay. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm.
So that's the power that you have. They work for you. You are the government. The people, that's what the black guest, that's what the people's grassroots assembly does. That's what we are. We are organizing
Call my senator and let him know I don't want him to support that stuff that's going on in Mississippi?
Absolutely. He knows. Believe me, he knows what it is.
Yeah, I know they do. Okay.
Yeah, he knows what it is. I don't care if they're black or white. If they don't know, they should know. An injustice to anyone, anywhere is an injustice to all of us everywhere. That's what we have to keep our focus, our mindset on. How do we change this? How do we let them take our cities over and over and over again and kick our people out? And this is our land. How does that happen? How does that happen? Well, this happens because we haven't done.
Go on. I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry to cut you off. What was your question?
I was going to ask. Do you think they're starting that in Mississippi? I know our population is the biggest in a lot of places, but that's 80-85% of us there. And do you think they're doing it there because that seems to be one of the biggest populated states of us?
Well, you came
is.
A little late.
I think the second largest. I'm sorry, Brother Ray.
No, go ahead. No, go ahead.
I was saying I think it's the first or the second largest of a black, a black area. I think it's in Mississippi. It's either they're the first or the second. Forgive me. I don't know exactly which one. I don't remember which one, but it's the first or the second.
What I can say to you, sister, is this. In 1978, 79, Miami, Florida was 80% black. They were 80% of the voter registration, but did not elect anyone to office. They didn't elect anyone to office then because everybody was following the money, the white boy with the money. Boys were building up the white community and not building the black communities up. Coconut Grove was all black and founded by black folk. White folk came with the money, bought them out, ran them out.
So what percentage is it now?
Oh, it's about 12, somewhere in 12, between 12 and 17%.
And the black people?
Yes, and they speak another language. And I mean, this is what's happened. We've been shouting it out since 1980.
Mm-hmm.
We've been screaming since 1980, but the word doesn't get around fast enough. But now it's beginning to resonate among the people. They're seeing what's happening. You know, the movie Do the Right Thing kind of pointed it out. You know, we didn't quite understand what the brother was saying in the movie. You know, we didn't own anything. The corner store was owned by somebody who sent the money outside the country. It was the Chinese, it was the Jewish, it was everybody but the people who lived in the community.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we didn't have our own economic engine. Charge of that. And build our own economic engines in our own community so we can hire our own people, hire these children, give them work, teach them ourselves, and stop allowing this wickedness system, this so-called public school system, to teach our children these lies. We know the truth. Teach them the truth. But to do that, people, you must put up your own money, finance it yourself, and take your government back, and then you can pay for everything you need because they have the money. You just got to get them criminals out of our government. And that's a mouthful, I know. Some people think you're crazy when you say it, but it is the truth.
No, this has to be done. It has to be done. And do you know,
we can
do it because I had been studying that mental philosophy, right?
Right.
But anyway, in that third eye, there is really nothing we cannot do.
Amen.
Yeah, there's nothing we cannot do. Can you imagine if we all got together and just started to say return to sender? And if we just started doing that, you know, a lot of times people become fearful, but we're not asking for anything to be did to anyone that's not trying to do anything to us harmful. We're asking that anything that's being sent to us harmful to send it back to those that are trying to do the same. Let them get the same thing and experience that. And so I'm just one person by myself. And I seen my life turn completely around, a complete about face. When I started to, I said, okay, wait a minute. I have to really sit down and take a look. And I started doing everything totally different. And I seen the rise. And I know if I can do that by myself, can you imagine just how it would be if there was only 9 of us and we really, truly, honestly stuck together?
Yes. Yeah, remember, Dick Gregory used to have a time where everyone came together and prayed for, you know, whatever situation that it was, you know, with people that were in jail that were wrongfully in jail.
Yeah,
and
we
have another caller. I'm going to bring them in as well.
We're doing that.
I'm sorry,
that.
Brother Ray.
Yeah, we're doing that every Sunday, 3 p.m. worldwide. Eastern Standard Time. People are drumming and praying and singing. Lift every voice and sing so that people will understand, you know, this is a spiritual warfare. We're wrestling not against flesh and blood. It ain't black versus white, okay? So we don't wish any harm to anyone, but
right.
We do have to defend and protect ourselves.
Right.
We are God-fearing, a God-loving people, okay? And that's why we opened our arms to them when they showed up. But we didn't know they were going to cut your throat and take your land.
No, I know.
That's right.
Okay, that's what they do. And now that we understand that, what we're going to do is the question. We can talk about it. Oh, that's what they're doing. They're doing this, doing that. Okay, so what are we going to do to stop it? And the only thing we need to do is come together.
As I'm going to bring in this next caller.
Blessings. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. We can hear you. You're loud and clear.
That's Kim Weston.
Yes.
Can I introduce Kim Weston? Kim Weston is the matriarch of the People's Grassroots Assembly. Kim Weston is the second woman to record Lift Every Voice and Sing. First woman to record it was Mahalia Jackson. Most people didn't know that, which makes her the matriarch of the civil rights movement today. So she's a very important individual. She's carrying the banner, and we pray that God will continue to give her the strength and the courage she needs to stand the way she has stood. Thank you, Kim, for calling in. God bless you. Continue, Doc.
God be with you, and God bless you. You all, because this is what is needed. The problem is one person. 2 people, 10 people can't, you're not going to get anything done. We must come together on one accord. But we got to start, so we've started. And the word says we're 2 or 3 are gathered together, one accord. We can have what we ask. Gotta make sure we ain't asking enough. You know? And we're not asking amiss because that's what we're talking about. We're talking about what has been done, what's being done over and over and over. And it's that time is up. You know, that time is up. And as you said, we're not wrestling with flesh and blood.
That's right.
Even
it's a spiritual battle.
We're not wrestling against flesh and blood. If someone slaps or cheats, what it says in the Bible, in the Bible it says you turn and you get your other cheek slapped too. Are you saying that's what we're supposed to do? Because if somebody slaps me, I'm punching them back.
Well, let me help you a little bit
Let me tell you what I asked my mama when I was about five. I say, okay, I turn the other cheek. Now, after I do that, what?
Probably you might get shot next.
Well, the thing
is,
that's
what they're doing to us now.
Yeah, we've done all of that. That's what, this is just my take. That's what Dr. King taught. Well, we did that. And when Dr. King, we were going to Selma, I said this to Dr. King. I used to pick him up at the airport. I would take him to the White House, to the church, or wherever he had to go. So I had, you know, very close contact with him. And I said to him, Doc, I'm not going to go to Selma because if one of them crackers hit me or spit on me, I'm fighting. He said to me, well, Raymond, I don't think you should go. And I didn't. But the point is, we've done all of that. We've done all of that. Now what? As Sister Kim said, now what? Now what do we do? Well, we are the children. We are the ones created in the image of the Creator. We are those.
Absolutely.
We have power to do anything that we choose to do. We just haven't chosen to do the right, but to do what we need to do. My prayer is for divine intervention. Lord, we don't know how to handle these people. Can you send some angels here? So today I said, okay, we're going to start asking for Daniel. I mean, we're going to start asking for David. Please send David. Because David knows what to do with Goliath. Okay? So, yes, that's my solution. Ask David to come. Send David. David is prepared to do what God told him to do. Now, if you don't know the story of David, let me just tell you a little bit about it. He was a little boy.
Is that your middle name?
No. He was a young boy, and the Philistines had come to send Goliath there to wipe them out. And none of the soldiers wanted to fight him. He was too big, too strong. He was just such a big guy. Everybody was scared of him. So none of the soldiers wanted to fight. So God sent David up.
His brother.
And I know somebody. I'm sorry?
His brother.
Yes. And he sent him, sent David and told him, you pick those stones up over there. There's some stones. You pick them up, put them in your slingshot, and hit him upside his head with the stone. And when he falls, take his sword and cut his head off.
Mm-hmm.
Now that, in my opinion, is where we've gotten ourselves backed up to. Nobody wants to fight Goliath. Everybody's scared of him.
Yeah.
So he's running
and my name should be David. That's how I feel. I've already proved it.
Yeah, well, how do we do it today? Because we don't have weapons to deal with satellites. We don't have weapons to deal with tanks. We don't have weapons to deal with jet planes and machine guns and all of that. So
they
have
to
do
see the God in us. Once they see the God in us, let me tell you what happened here, right? Where I live, it's a bunch of great big old bunch of hillbillies. So anyway, I live in a co-op, and they don't want me to have, everybody has gardens, but they don't want me to have a garden, right? They had my garden once. Excuse me?
I said yours would be better.
Thank you. That's what it was. I had hydrangeas. They had lilies. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, when I was working, I just had two hydrangeas because I would be so tired. I didn't really get to do my garden like I wanted to. All I had was two hydrangeas. They wanted me to take my hydrangeas down. So I let them know, I'm not taking my hydrangeas down, right? So then I took and I put stone around the garden. Then I had the stone and I had it like leveled high and low. The highest one was 3. So they sent me a letter. They said, you could only have 3 bricks. So I never received.
Where is this? New Jersey.
Yeah, I thought you was in that part of the country.
And that's the Garden State.
Yes, it used to be. It's the poison state now. It's poison poop. So anyway, I didn't pay the letter any attention. I said, well, they are 3. So that was in June. Here comes another letter. Well, they are only supposed to be 2 high. I said, so I went down there, and I said, listen, who's making these laws, not laws, these codes, because it's not a law. I said, because you say one thing 1 minute, then you realize it was what you said it shouldn't be, and so you come back. So anyway, now coming all the way back was 2017 to now. So then I have my garden, and so I had it in the center. Like, we only own 3 feet of the land outside of our house, but we can use any of the land. So I had my garden out there, and I had the holes in it with the sprinkle going up and everything. So anyway, one day I go outside, and they were taking my garden. And I was like, okay, I'm going to watch. So I watched it. So anyway, then I went to talk to this attorney, and it seemed to me he was on his side. I don't know what I went to talk to him for anyway, because they will sell you out. So anyway, I was so tired. So anyway, I got up the next morning, and I ran and did a few things, came back, got in the bed, and heard a car horn, but I don't pay car horns no attention. So anyway, I said to myself, I got up and I went to the door. They was taking the second load of my things outside. So I ran back in here, and I threw my clothes on. I ran, and I jumped up on that truck. And so they had my fence. I have this vinyl white fence. They came back for it when they took the other stuff that day, but I wouldn't let them. And so the police had came and everything. So the police let them take it the first time, and then the second time when they came that same day when I let them take the things, when they came back to get my fence, and I said, no, you're not taking my fence. So he says, and guess what? I can't even call the police because when I dial 911, I don't get nothing. So anyway, I had my daughter to call, so they came. And when they came, you know, they don't come to us when we call. They go straight to them. So anyway, the policeman comes to me. He says, well, they said, the people, this is Crestwood Village, he said that you should have everything just 3 feet from the house if you don't want them to take it. I know it was 3 feet, but we have, in our bylaws, we have the right to use any of the land we want. We don't own all of the other land, but we can use it. So I took and I pushed everything back. So they took that load and they came back. So the man said to me, he said, we taking that fence. I said, no, you're not either. So he said, well, I'll call the police.
Let me ask you a question, please. Mm-hmm. Would you be amenable to moving into a black community?
Well, that's where I always lived. I moved in here for a special reason to help someone.
Well, let me just go in on what we're trying to do is build our own communities throughout this country. We're going to build them from the ground up. We're going to buy the land. We're going to build our own. We're putting things in structure as place as we speak to you. And it will be available. But our people will have to come and be a part of it. And it will not be the ripoff that you've been going through with interest rates and insurances, all the ways they rip us off. It ain't going to happen in our community. But that's what we've got to do. We know what this is, and we can change it for ourselves.
Yes.
That's what we're offering to the people, your own way out of this mess. They're not going to ever do anything for us.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was trying. Okay. I was trying to do that by myself even. I was looking for land all over. I was trying to head south, mainly where it would stay warm because I want to grow hemp.
Reverend Raymond and Anthony, let's go. Well, I've got to go.
Hello, Brother Billy.
Let
But they heard you, Brother Billy, so Chris Antoinette was saying, God bless you, okay?
Thank you.
Bye-bye. But,
yeah, Brother Ray, your brother's on the line.
Yeah,
he was. He just,
yeah,
he just hung up.
The point I was trying to make.
I'm sorry, just this car.
Mm-hmm. The point I was trying to make was when they came back the second time, and I was in here sleeping, and they had all my fence on the truck. This fence is like 16 feet long. What is it, maybe 3 feet high? Then I had the post to it, too, and I had about 17, between 16 and 18 of those pieces. So I hop up on the truck. So when I hop up on the truck, the president of this place says, you can't be up on that truck. It's a private property. I said, as long as you have my private property that you're trying to steal from me, this is my truck right now. So I'm taking the fence off. I'm sitting it back on the back of the truck, like, because I'm trying to get it all off. And so I finally was almost finished. So when he said that to me, he said, well, I'm calling the police. I said, go ahead and call the police. So anyway, I'm on the truck taking my fence off. One police car goes by. Then another police car goes by. So I finally finished. And I took all the fence, and I brought it over, and I put it behind my car on the street. So then I had went to see the lawyer, like I said, the day before, and I had left my iPad in the car. Then I finished getting the fence, and I go to the car to get my iPad. So the policeman comes over to me. He said, that's your truck right there? I say, yes. He said, and you put the fence behind the truck? I said, yes. He said, well, guess what? He said, they're stealing your property. Now, the other police didn't do this, stealing your property. So I was just looking. I was so tired, I didn't know what to do. So I'm just looking, and I was so shocked to hear him say that, because no matter what happens, they stick together against us. But the point I'm making is, so I couldn't figure out what happened to the people when I was on that truck taking my fence. But you know what I think happened to them? They did not see me on that truck. I know some people say angel, some people say ancestors, or either the divine or whatever they seen, but they didn't see me. And so what I'm saying, there is times when we become a higher person than who we really are. And
yeah, but you
it
see,
doesn't
to,
have
to
be...
Yeah, but what
Go
has
ahead.
To happen now? What has to happen is we've got to organize ourselves, come together. You can't speak. You can fight by yourself, but it's easier if you have people with you. And what we're doing is putting people together so that when one of us has a problem, we all have that problem. So that's where we're headed, and we're putting things in place. That's why we do these shows, that people begin to see and hear they ain't by themselves. You're not by yourself over there with this. We got the same problem everywhere. And if we come together and stand together, now we do have a television network coming that's going to be all ours, that we'll be able to get information. We'll be able to hear people doing the positive things among our people who have decided that they're going to do for our, we're going to do for ourselves. It's coming. It won't be long. We just can't announce it yet. But you got all of that in place, and we're working on it. But we're going to need everybody's help to make it happen.
Okay, that's why I'm asking. I sure want to help. Where's the land at? What state is it in?
Well, we'll show it to you when we got it knocked nailed down. Everything is in the works, and
we will
definitely.
If I have to wait.
We're going to let you know. You stay in touch with Antoinette. Antoinette will have the information that we're going to let out, and once it starts moving, we'll ask you to come and be a part of it. You can be a part now if you want to help. And the
I
way you
want
do
to.
That, pick up your telephone, call your congressman, call your senator, tell them do not go along with what's happening in Jackson, Mississippi, as far as the 1020 is concerned. Okay? They will know what you're talking about. But you got enough people. Yes. House Bill.
Okay, 1020, okay.
We have to be solution-oriented. We got to get ourselves together. And once people start doing this, and if we get enough people to call their senator, their congressman, and tell them you're not going to support this. If enough of your people call, they will change their ideas. Now, I'll tell you how to do that real easily. Usually, if you carry 10 people to any commission meeting, they look at that as 100,000 people.
Oh,
depends
really?
On where you are. If you carry 10 people with you to the commission and you have a position, they're going to listen to whatever you have to say. Okay? And it's how you say it. We can't act like they act. We cannot go with their mentality and their attitudes. You know, they are full of hate. They're greedy. And they don't care about, at least the reason, my brother, they don't care about anybody but what they want for themselves. So we can't do that. We're not like that. That's not our way. We are loving people. We are gentle people. We've always been that way. Why the drum call? It goes out Sundays at 3 p.m. every Sunday, Eastern Standard Time, worldwide. It's a call for divine intervention. It is the heartbeat of humanity. It's the heartbeat of the world. No matter what your language, your religion, your color, your breed, whatever, your heart has that drum beat. That drum beat is the first beat you hear in your mother's womb. And if you use this drum beat and you pray right and you stand on your two feet, you're going to cause the change that you're looking for. Nobody's going to do that for you but you. And when you do this, you're going to influence those who are in power, their minds and their way. But enough people have to do it. So you have an opportunity now. We all have an opportunity to change what's happening in America and around the world. And, you know, a lot of us are defending this wickedness of this system. We can no longer do that. Because when we do that, we are part of the problem and we're not a part of the solution. So we just pray that the people will understand the spiritualness of this war that we're in. Yes, it's going to get very difficult here and it's going to be very dark here in America, but it's got to be cleaned up.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be cleaned up.
Yes, it does.
Can't it?
Most definitely does.
Yes.
And we can do it. You know, we can do it.
I'm going to ask a few other people to come on from time to time to let your listeners know that there are people doing positive things. And we've got to support them. You must support them. You know, turn that television off from the craziness and get some information and then do something with it. You know, and then when this channel goes up, you're going to learn stuff. You're going to see stuff that you haven't been seeing. You're going to hear stuff that you haven't heard.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to see black folk moving all over this country, coming back to take their land, going back home, as we call it. Coming home, organizing ourselves.
Yes, well, isn't that what the Mexicans are doing? They're coming back. They're coming back and taking their land. They're sneaking in. Remember, California was theirs.
Well, you need to look at that 500 nations piece on YouTube. Kevin Costner's 500 nations will explain to you who they are.
Yes, I have to watch that. I'm going to make sure I write that down.
Yeah, please watch it, and it'll show you who the original people were, who the autochthonous people were. And you're going to look at yourself when you see them. Okay, yes, we were infiltrated. Yes, our women were raped. Yes, our children were raped and murdered and forced out of their land. But it's time to come home, y'all. Time to stand up.
Yes,
you know what I wanted to speak about radiation, too. I don't know how it works, but it has been said that if you have radiation poisoning, hot baths with baking soda, as hot as you can stand a bath, they say, and you get in there like, maybe half a tub of water with 4 pounds of baking soda, and they say that's supposed to clear that radiation right up.
You have to be very careful with that, and also apple cider vinegar will do the same thing. And I do. I take those soap baths with the apple cider vinegar and with the baking soda and Epsom salt sometime, depends. Yes, it does pull out the toxins right out through your skin. And that's true. We're so used to taking showers now in polluted water because our water is all polluted. And the question is, as I said at our county commission here in Dade County, Florida, a few years ago, you all want us to buy water purifiers from corporations when you can purify the water that we pay for every day. You can purify that water at the reservoir, but you're allowing that to be poisoned, and then you're forcing us to buy water purifiers. So the people got to wake up to this and, again, force those who we pay to run our government to do the right thing by the water and by the food. And there are groups out there who have picketed and demonstrated, but they've been small groups. And in many cases, they've been white people. But because they were white, many of our people stayed away from them. And I understand why, but it didn't solve the problem. So we do have people of all colors who understand what we're saying. And the time is coming back when they will come together and go to the streets. Now, we've been tricked with this Black Lives Matter stuff, controlled by the same people who create our problems, and we've gone for it because we don't know better. But it's coming out. The brothers have been talking about it on different shows, and it's coming out as to what's what here. But at any rate, until we do it for ourselves and control our own organization and support our own organization, I can't say that enough. Just to support your own organization. You got us out here fighting tank with a straw. Impossible. So until we organize, put our money together, put it in our own organization, so we can have our own schools, finance our own schools, and take our money from this government that's misappropriating our money and giving it to other people. But nobody's going to do that. Nobody's going to make them do that but us. So that's what I'm saying to you. Now, in each community, you got to do this. In every community, you got to search the people out who understand this. And, you know, you organize them. And I think the People's Grassroots Assembly is what is going to make the difference in this country. The people will get behind it and support it and stand with it for what it believes. Now, we have other organizations that have been out there for years, and nothing has changed. I'm sorry. Nothing. You've got organizations over 100 years old, but nothing has changed. It's all remains the same. So it's time to make a change. Time for us to do that.
Yes, it is.
Well, I guess nobody has anything else to say. I hope somebody listens
well,
to call
does anyone
in.
Have a question? Anyone have a question or a comment? If you press the number one, I'll be happy to open your line. Now, all of y'all are in here. I know somebody has something to say.
Well, while you're waiting for them, I just want to say, I thank the Lord that we're addressing the situation. I read once where it said one of the reasons lynching went on so long was because didn't nobody say nothing about it, didn't nobody do nothing about it. So if we do something about it, something's got to happen. We just got to make sure.
Yeah.
What do you say? If we go to the Lord, he'll direct our path. There ain't no way for us to do it.
There were two things that were done about it, but the people didn't support it. One, Nat Turner organized and went out and did what he had to do. And John Brown went out, did what he had to do, but the people didn't support them. You know, we at that point were a majority, and we didn't support those who stood on our behalf. The same thing today. We don't support those who stand on our behalf.
No,
but you let one of the boys that the system puts up, oh, he's the greatest thing that's come along. So he gets a big television show and comes out and spews the lies that he's given to tell. We have to understand that. And that's why we've got to press forward and do these kinds of shows like Antoinette's show and Dry Bones and others. There are many other shows out here that we've got to organize so that everybody can hear everything that we need to hear. If we're the problem, sisters and brothers, then we are the solution. We are the problem, then we are the solution. Okay?
And we can do all things through Christ. You see, this is what's been bothering me. I know, not all, of course I don't know all the power of God, but I know the power that God gives to his children.
Ms. Brown?
Did you all hear me?
Yes, we did.
Mm-hmm. But when you were talking earlier, when you were talking earlier, Detroit, the section of Black Bottom, I just learned this a few years ago. When the people came, left Black Wall Street, many of them came to Detroit, and they settled in Black Bottom. And that was one reason why Detroit, the people in the Black people in Detroit are different. And it's because of that. And nobody has ever talked about that. And what they did to stop that is when they put the freeways in, like where they did all across the country, and went into the Black community that was doing something for themselves to stop it, you know? Again, we ain't paying no attention.
Yes, Ms. Kim, we have another caller. Let's see. Area code 916.
Antoinette, this is Dolores Brown.
Hello, Ms. Brown.
Hello, how are you? Hi, Brother Ray. Hi, Ms. Weston.
Bless you.
How are you, Ms. Brown?
I'm doing fine.
Wonderful.
Nice topic, nice discussion tonight.
Yes. Yes, it is. And I'm going to play the song for you. Brother Ray, I told her I was going to play your new song.
Yes,
and I'm going to play it for you.
Thank you.
Yeah, Ms. Brown?
Sir.
Ms. Brown? Yes. Are you familiar with what's going on there in, I'm sure you are in Los Angeles, but are you familiar with what's happening in Jackson, Mississippi?
Yeah, I'm in Houston, Texas. So yes.
Okay.
I am familiar. I do have some friends that live in Jackson, Mississippi.
Well, the idea here is to give them the support that they need from people around the world, because most people don't know what's going on there and don't understand why it's going on. So what we're trying to do here is to make people aware of what's happening and give them an opportunity to help the brothers and sisters there in Jackson and any other city that has these similar problems.
Yes, and Ms. Jackson, we're going to be helping y'all out in Texas because of them sending that waste, that water waste to Houston. So We have you in mind also.
Yeah, we've got some problems here that definitely need to be addressed as well. But I will, Brother Ray, call my congressman and the people tomorrow and talk to them about the Jackson 1020.
Amen. Amen.
Do we have a good number, Brother Ray, that's gonna call in and voice their opinion?
Well, every show that I go on, I ask people to do it and to get at least 10 people that they know to call.
Okay.
To call their congressman, to call their senate, and voice their opinion. And if they don't have one, you know, what's going on is they're poisoning the people and they're taking over the land. And they're trying to do it without coming in, you know, blatantly, because I don't know if you heard this part, but there are 198 countries who've come together who are having the same issue with the same people in their countries. So I've been appointed to the council, on the Council of Elders of the World, the Universal World Court. It's where those 198 countries have come together, and that they're going to, they've already started to oppose these white corporations in America and around the world who are attempting to do their new world order, their one world government. So it is happening. And if the people that you know, just in the cities alone, would call their congressmen and their senators and tell them, you'd have to remember that the government is a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. That's what government is supposed to be. But what is happening is the government of the rich, by the rich, and for the rich. And they think that they are doing what they want to do, but they work for us. The least of these, my brethren. That's why we started the People's Grassroots Assembly. Exactly why we started it. And we hope that the people will gravitate to the idea and will pick up their telephone and begin organizing these issues.
It's long overdue.
Well, we welcome you, my.
What are they currently doing, Brother Ray? The people that are there in Jackson, what are they doing for clean water, for good water, for drinking water?
Well, they're buying, those who can afford it are buying water, and they're shipping in. Of course, this is all a corporate thing. It was corporate to start, to set it up, but they're bringing in the corporate water. You know, the little bottle water that we don't know whether that's contaminated or not, but they're bringing it in and using that. But my point is this. Now, governments have a way. They know how to purify the water. There are organizations out there, there are individuals out there who have systems that will purify the water. But what they are forcing us to do is to buy our purification systems from corporations. Well, if the corporations can purify the water, why can't the government? Of the people, by the people, and for the people to purify the water with our reservoirs, and that system, we put that system in our own reservoirs. So, but it's all a corporate game, and it's at the expense of the people, and it's all for the love of money. So once we understand that, so it just would be good. I understand. I've got some friends there in Houston as well. You know, they just have to come together and make these calls or just take a stand. You don't have to do a march, protest, none of that. You can do it with a telephone call. You can do it with holding your money. Put your money back in your bank and in your own pocket. You can do it by organizing your church and telling that pastor, the leader of that church, that this is a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. Not of the rich, by the rich, and for the rich, Mr. Pastor. Well, he'll understand that. But we have to do it. You know, the people have to say enough is enough. You know?
Right.
And I think it'll work. I know it's going to work. The drum call is doing a wonderful thing worldwide. And, you know, I get calls out of Africa. Yes, out of Africa and out of Central South America. I'm getting calls from people who say, thank you, we're doing it. And they are. So you don't have to join anything. If you want to support it, you can send us a donation. That will help. But we're not asking you to join anything. Just join the drum call. It's an individual thing. It's an individual prayer. You know, pray the way you pray. You know, however you pray. But, you know, we can do all things through God if we do. And we have the power to do it.
Have you gone to Jackson?
No, unfortunately, I have not. I have not been able to go, and I will. I don't have a problem with going, and I will go. I'm not going to go just to go. If they want me to come, I'll go. You know, I let them know that I'm available, and I will help as much as I can. And this is what we do: we help from wherever we are. You know,
true.
You know, we hope that all these people who listen to Antoinette's show and Dry Bones show will pick up the telephones and make these calls. And you can do the same thing in your city with your commission and with your police chief, or if you want him out of there. We got the police chief out of here back in the 80s when we organized. He got to go. and they've been on and took him out. And then and we read
hours left here, Brother Ray, and went to Florida.
Yeah, I remember when it came. I remember.
Uh-huh.
He didn't stay long, though.
Nothing like home, no matter what's going on, huh?
That's
yes.
Right.
Well, Houston's got a black mayor. This is Mayor Turner's last term, but he is very, very approachable, a very nice gentleman. And I do have a niece that's a state representative, so I'm going to call Sean tomorrow and give her a call.
Yeah.
And then all my children and my relatives on the phone tomorrow, too.
Amen. And I pray that they are training and they're encouraging, training young people to take their place, educating them as they go. That's what we have to do. That's what Walter did the entire time he was in the Congress. He trained. He had people on staff that he trained. Some of them didn't stick to what he taught them, but some will. They will stick somewhere. Yes.
Yeah, that's true.
We have another call. I'm going to bring them in as well. This is my Wednesday co-host. Really, I'm his co-host, but Brother Eddie.
Greetings, and better love together, family. How's everybody doing this evening?
Well, and yourself?
Oh,
yes,
I'm
brother. How are you?
Sitting here with the pen and pencil as usual. I wasn't going to push one because y'all got a lot of people talking and sharing and disseminating information, which is always great, and this is what we need. But I'm just going to kind of slightly, but not entirely, you know, change what we're talking about. But it's basically all connected to the number dealing with the House Bill 1020. And it's basically what we're all talking about, history repeating itself. If you don't know your history or history itself, you're doomed to repeat it. And this is just history, and this is, let's just say this is part of Black History Month, so this is a little history. When we look back at the story of Jesus Christ, since we went to the Bible several times, and this is what we're basically talking about, seeing back then what's happening right now. Didn't Jesus Christ speak out against the Jews in the synagogue?
Yes,
and wasn't it the Romans and Jewish government of corruption who basically had Christ crucified as a sacrifice?
Yes.
And wasn't Jesus Christ nailed on the cross? Well, guess what? We know that 1020 comes up to a 3, and 3 comes up to the word us, and I kept hearing that. That's what kept pulling me in, us. It's all about us. Because Jesus Christ represents all of us. And even Jesus Christ nailed on the cross comes to 111, which is a 3. Because history repeating itself, even during so-called slavery, it was the colored hung in the tree. Where the colored hung in the tree comes to 84. 8 plus 4 is 12, which is a 3. See, because they had lynch mobs back then, which we had lynch mobs now. Who was basically the mob looking at Christ on the tree? Who was the lynch mob looking at the colors hanging in the tree? See, that cross and tree, cross is 22 and tree is 22. They just replaced, again, the word, but the numbers remain the same. Because Jesus Christ being 59, which is a 23, which is a 5. And we know that the mob being 5, is what we go to when we go into right now. It's called the court. Court is 23, part of the mob. And this is where we're taking this issue to court, because it's part of a corrupt government. Corruption is 39, which is a 3. Government is 39, which is a 3. It's all about their lie. See, because Jewish is 30, which is a 3. And wasn't it who, before I mention the name, who basically sold Jesus out? What was his name?
Thomas.
Judas.
Yes, thank you. I'm sorry. Judas. Yes.
No problem. Well, Judas' family is 21, the 3. Like Jude or Jewish is 30. See? And that 3,
yes.
Again, Judas and the Messiah. Wasn't that a movie recently? Well, guess what? Messiah is 30. So, yes, what we're understanding and we're all talking about, it's the Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father is 57, which is 12 or 3. It's the order of the Heavenly Father to put things back in order. Order is 21. It's the alignment, which is 30, that we're getting in alignment with the order of the Heavenly Father. We can see the lie. Lie is 12. See? We see how this corrupt government constantly lies. And then they take it to their court that the mob basically operates with their judges. Judges is 32, like court is 23. Mob is 5. They're using this, but it's our job once we recognize what's out of order to correct it. Correct is 30. Order is 23. We got to get it right. Right is 30. That's the order of the day. Get it right, family. To us, 3, to get it right. With that, family, peace and love.
We're
absolutely doing that, my brother. We're getting it right. We're organizing. We're coming together. We're pulling out our resources and getting the people to understand the power that we have and who we are and what's going on around us. It's time to take a stand. We all know it. We just won't accept it, and we don't acknowledge the fact that we do know. And now we get a chance to do something about it. And we're going to start. We're doing it step by step. Organization is steps. You take steps. And we're organizing to stop the bleeding right now. And when we serve notice, when each of the persons who heard this program tonight decides to pick up a telephone and call their senator and their representatives and make their statements and get 10 people to go with you, or get 10 people to call, as many people as you can to call, they will get the message. And if they don't do it, then you get those same 10 people to begin to organize to make sure that their voices are heard. And then we'll take the next step. The grassroots assembly is a protection of our rights as human beings, our human rights. This is all about coming together and saying, hey, this is ours. We are human, and we're not going to allow you to come in here, take our land, take over our government, which you've done, take over our land, and run us off our own land. We're not doing that anymore. So we're calling on all nations. All nations. You know, I was talking with Mama AC earlier today, and they understand. The Indian nations understand we are one people. We're different shades, different colors, but we're one people. We have the same issues, same problems all over the land. Why not come together and collectively deal with these issues? So it's happening. It's happening. Our Indian nations have joined the drum call. We started this drum call back in February of 2020. And I promise you, the Indian nations have joined in and are very adamant about drumming every Sunday, even though they are drumming on Fridays. They have other drumming circles all over the country, all over the world, as a matter of fact. But wherever they are, they're saying, now we're going to ask for divine intervention. So we're on the right track, brother. Thank you.
Thank you. Brother Ray, I'm going to deter this for a moment because I know we're getting close to when Mr. Brown has to go. So I'm going to play the song for her, as I promised her. And then, caller, I would take your call, the next caller. But let me do this first.
It was such a lovely day. The sun was shining bright. A gentle wind was blowing my way. Not a dark cloud was in sight. Surrounds my life, my life. But even in the storm, I can feel a calm. And here's the reason why. I know the peace begun. I know.
Everyone,
very
if you
nice.
Don't know, isn't that beautiful? That is Brother Ray and his Peacekeeper. That's the name of his song.
Peacekeeper.
And it's a beautiful song.
Well, thank you. Thank you for praying. Thank you all for like.
Beautiful.
Yes, now, Brother Ray, you got to tell people where they can get it at or when they can get it.
Right.
We're working on it. By the way, we have our hero, Tuskegee Airman William T. Fauntroy. We got T-shirts with his picture on it by his Tuskegee airplane. So we have those for sale. They're $25. It benefits Uncle Billy and the People's Grassroots Assembly. We also have a picture on it with that same emblem on it. So it's a way to start to fund what we have to do, the businesses that we're trying to get involved so that we can begin to build our economic base, which should be the largest in the world if we get ourselves organized. I was praying and hoping that Brother Kwame would be on tonight because he has those figures in his head, and he usually lays them out to us, how much money we make and how much money we don't spend with each other. So we got to begin to look at that and turn that around. And once we do, we will not have a need for anybody else. We'll be able to do our own thing, build our own cities, build our own economic base, our own stores, buy from each other, and then create these jobs for these young people who cannot find work in America today.
Yes, well, Mrs. Brown, if you don't mind me saying, Mrs. Brown, is on the Tuskegee board.
Yeah.
Yes, I am.
Yes, and this is not by the way, this is not a Tuskegee Airmen Association. I guess that's what it is. Ms. Brown.
I have no problem with supporting Dota Fauntroy at all, and my national board of directors doesn't have to be involved in any of that at all.
Thank you so much. God bless.
Sure, absolutely, no problem.
Yeah. Okay, we have a caller with
you. All on that note, if I may, Dota Fauntroy asked me whatever I could do to help make the Tuskegee Airmen Memorial Commemorative Day, which is the fourth Thursday of every March, and nationwide. And he told me today that they've added, they had D.C., Maryland, and Virginia, and he said they have Arkansas, California, and I forgot the other one.
We're working on California and Texas at the moment. We hired a gentleman finally that has taken that role. We have been short of someone taking on that responsibility, and now we have a chair person that's doing that. He's working very aggressively and making some major steps in getting it done.
Well, you know, Ms. Brown, what I've been asking, if there's a format, I know each state has its own guidelines or whatever.
What we finally put together, Ms. Kim, is, as I said, we didn't have a committee, a chairperson of that TAI Commemoration Day Committee. President Burton has finally put someone in that position, Eddie Harbison. And what he has done is he's come up with a box, a toolkit. So we're sending that because we didn't want, you know, all kind of letters to be going out, grammatical errors, et cetera, et cetera. We wanted to make sure it was standardized and we were sending the same forms out. And we have since done that. So and Mr. Harbison is doing a very good job with getting it done. I was in California all last week, the last 10 days, working with the Congresswoman Doris Matsui in California to help get it accomplished.
Amen.
Good. We have another caller I'm going to bring them in.
Okay.
Erica 336.
Greetings, family. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, Mr. Parrish, hello. Yes, we can hear you. You're loud and clear.
Excellent. Greetings to everybody. This is very, very interesting, and thank you, Brother Harris, for being in the house. This is Jackson, Mississippi, right?
Yes.
Right.
Right.
That is deep. That family, that is so deep. Oh God, I won't get into it. What I really want to say, because there may be other people listening. The sister that's from New Jersey, Sister Antoinette, share my number with her, because I need to tell you something, sister.
Okay.
I do. You are deep. Now, are you aware of the Mississippi Mass Choir?
Yes.
Yes.
Are you aware of Mosey Burt?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Research Mississippi Mass Choir, Jackson, Mississippi. It's something deeper, family, that's going on here. And Brother Eddie is on the line, because I was going to figure out Jackson, Mississippi. Why? I know it sounds like when people do things in California, then when it is approved, then it goes like wildfire all over the planet. However, Jackson, Mississippi, and you all agree that once they build that law, then it's going to be wildfire all over the planet. Family, research, because it's something metaphysical, is something much deeper that is being performed or carried out behind the scenes. I'm serious.
I thought it was all about the money. And that's what my thought was, Sister Parrish, that it was about the money.
Well, it is. It is, but it
isn't. Ray, excuse me, Mother. Brother Wade, would you speak on his father and what his father's mission, the mayor of Jackson, what his father's mission was?
Well, he, what he did was he took over, he won the election and began to organize the people and to take the economics reins for his community and to build Jackson, take it away from those who were in control. As was said earlier, Jackson was 85% of the black folk were 85% of the population, but didn't have control of anything because of the racism that is, has been in control of the people. And with the United States government supporting the racists, because that's who they are, supporting the racists to keep them in power and in control. But Sheikh Wade organized him and got him organized to take Jackson, and he was the mayor, and began to do for his people what governments are supposed to do for the people. And that's basically what it is. And now they're being attacked because they do have a black mayor and a black commission, a control commission, and they're under attack, not only by the local, by the United States government, as it's always been the case. So we're back to, again, as I said, this is the history of Jackson and of Mississippi, and it's changing. It's going to change because of the people who came on tonight are going to do what they have to do, at least start, and it's going to grow. Your issues are going to grow, and your involvement is going to grow, and we're going to win. So that's basically what it
is. Excuse me, one of the things that I wanted you to mention was that his plan was for blacks to get their own land and have their own cities and towns.
Well, we do. We've always had it, but we've been into it.
That was his dad from Detroit, And I remember when they were working on that.
Oh, yes. Yeah, we've always owned the land, but that's the thing that we need to know. We still own it, but we don't know it. So we're working on that. That's what the Universal World Court is doing. It's working on it, and it's all coming. We're going to have the chief adjunct judge from the Universal World Court to come on and explain these things to our people who listen to your show. Antoinette, he's going to come on. He's going to explain it because there's so much that we don't know that has not been explained.
Yes.
And that, you know, the people have to hear from the horse's mouth and not from, you know, just the average citizen because we don't understand or know the intricacies of what's taking place.
Yes.
And then so much has been from people. Americans have no idea, really. They don't. The only reason I know this is because of the Armed Force radio show that I did. And there were certain things I couldn't say. Well, what's wrong with that? Propaganda, is that what it's called?
Yes. Yes, Ms. Kim, that's what it is, yes.
And Mama A to Z, you said it was the Mississippi Mass Choir. Then you called the name out. I didn't get the name.
It's Mosey Burt.
Oh, Mosey, okay.
Mosey, yes, ma'am. She's up. I'll send Sister Antoinette a video,
yes.
or when you and then she can send it to you. But I really need to have a reasoning with you, Sister, one on one.
Thank
really
you
do.
So much. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Please. I'm going to mute Sister Antoinette.
Okay. Well, I will. I will give Sister Iskar your information, Sister Paris.
Thank you. Oh.
Okay, Ms. Brown, you'll come on one day soon and give us your information to help us out? You may not be here. Mrs. Brown?
Well, I'm not sure.
I was on mute. Yes,
okay.
I will. I apologize for that. Yes, I will come
that's
on.
That's okay.
And I was trying not to disrupt anyone else.
Oh, you're fine.
Thank you.
You're fine. That's good. Yeah. Mrs. Brown was a part of the World Bank, so he will be able to come on and help us to understand the reset.
Yes.
When is that going to be?
Antoinette and I are going to have to talk about it and schedule a date.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm sorry to put you on the spot, Ms. Brown. No, let's try to do it within the next couple of weeks, Antoinette.
Okay, that'd be great. You just let me know when you're ready, and we'll do it.
Okay. All right. You got
yes.
it. And Brother Ray,
yes,
thank you so much. And Brother Eddie, I listened to you in the numerology last night and really thoroughly enjoyed it. Antoinette, no, I'm way up past my bedtime, but it's so interesting.
Yes, you are.
And
that's
this
the reason
is
I was
topic
trying to get the car up.
But this is
I'm trying to get the song
really
in for you.
Yeah, topics that need to be discussed. So you've got my attention.
Yes, and
watch out for
Texas, for Houston. I don't know if you heard when I said that they're sending that toxic wastewater to Houston.
Yeah, they are.
Yes.
Yeah, we're
so
going to have
careful.
To address that.
Yes. And, you know, we stand with you. You know, we're not leaving Texas out of it.
I know. I appreciate that.
Yes.
Brother Ray, will you make sure you get back with me on how to make a financial donation?
Yes, I will. Yes, I will definitely do that. We do have a Cash App if you want to use that. It's $ Raymond Fauntroy.
$
Raymond.
Raymond.
Fauntroy. Yes.
Okay.
And I'll explain to you why we're doing it that way.
That no need to explain. Just let me know. That's the Cash App. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. I wrote it down. I got it.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
You're more than welcome, sir.
And I appreciate what you're doing with the Tuskegee Airmen. This is very important that information gets to these young people. I just had the ability to do a high school here in Dade County through a friend of mine who is a teacher here, and the result was fantastic. These young people had no idea.
They had no idea.
Right, and we have to make it known, and we can do that because we know full well that this government.
I lectured three consecutive nights in Sacramento, and I don't think the crowds were sold out, were packed, but not a single person knew what a DOTA was or a Tuskegee Airman, had no clue.
That's right. It's absolutely true. And I always tell the story, I didn't even know my brother was a Tuskegee Airman until I was a full-grown man. And he was so kind. He was so good to me as his little brother. And he and my brother, my other little brother, he would buy us these little uniforms, these Air Force uniforms, and take pictures
right.
with us. You know, it was such a shock for me as an adult to learn that. But then when I looked around, nobody else knew it either. So they hadn't taught this in the public school.
I was married to Larry 18 years before I knew. He never said a word.
Sounds like it must have been something hush hush or a little secret, like they have secret this and secret that.
I think it was very traumatic for those guys. They went through an awful lot, and they're just gentlemen, and they didn't want to talk about it. I think they sort of just pushed it back, you know?
Absolutely. You're absolutely right.
Yeah. And
those are the stories that need to be told. You know, those are the stories that need to be told.
That's why I said the whole world. The whole world owes a thank you to the Tuskegee Airmen.
Yes.
The Red Tails.
Yes.
The whole world.
Yes.
But we, as black people here in America, we have no, the people, it hasn't crossed people's minds. That was the first sit-in at Freeman Field or whatever that is.
You're right. It's Freeman Field. Black folk don't even know, you know.
They don't know about that.
Well, nope. We're going to get the opportunity, Ms. Brown. We're going to get the opportunity this word our way. We're not waiting for these others to do a movie their way. We're going to do it our way. And we have the right people to do it. We just don't have the organization. We're not organized. Do this for ourselves, and that's what we're working on.
That's right.
We have everything we need. Got to put it in to put it all together. And I will be getting in touch with you, and I will share with you the things that are going on that we're trying to keep quiet right now until they're strong.
I understand that, and you know we only have two P-51 pilots remaining.
Yeah, I know. That's right.
Harry Stewart and George Hardy. That's the last two.
That right.
Oh, Sister Antoinette, may I be heard?
Yes, ma'am. Yes. Yes, you can, Sister Parrish.
Okay. I have about 360 or 70 people on my Facebook page that I'm friends with, and you know, next month is Woman's Her Story Month. I have some people that have been sending me, and I haven't been able to re-find it again, but I posted it. There was a woman of color. She taught the a part of the Tuskegee Airmen because they her and her husband had a company. And anyway, does anybody know anything about that? Because I posted it to everybody, and I got so many dings from that. Does anybody know who I'm talking about? I got to research it again. But she taught, according to the information. I don't know all of the Tuskegee Airmen, but there were some that she taught. Do you know who I'm talking about?
No, ma'am, because there was a total of 16,000 people that was part of the Tuskegee Airmen. So we're trying to, you know, follow the families and get their stories and do so much, but it's been like pulling teeth trying to figure out who these family members are, you know, but we're working diligently.
I'll go back and reach out to see who that sister was. I'll find her again. Thank you.
If you find it again, I'm on Facebook, and my name is Dolores, D-E-L-O-R-E-S, Brown. Just befriend me on Facebook and let me know, and I'll check it out and let you know.
All right, and I'm Mama Bonfire. That's my handle with the a big stone in the stronghold. I don't have a picture.
Okay.
I have my baptismal stone, and it's Mama Bonfire.
Mama Bonfire.
Yes, ma'am. And M-O-N-A. M-O-M-A. That's one word, Mama Bon, B-O-N-F-I-R-E, and it's a big oblong stone with a little teeny medicine wheel on it. It's in Cochise's stronghold.
Okay, I will send you a friend request, and we can get together, and we'll figure it out.
Yes, ma'am. Peace. Thank us.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Ms. Brown.
Yes,
ma'am. I was wondering because Chief Anderson had to buy his plane before he could fly, and I'm wondering if that's in that area, you know?
I don't know. We're honoring him. I want to say it's in May. And we're doing a new Facebook page with Chief Anderson on it. But I don't know.
Oh,
it'd be interesting. Yeah, it'll be interesting to know what she's talking about because, you know, just like Ms. Weston, you know Dota Jefferson. Both Dota Jefferson and his wife were both Tuskegee Airmen. And we have found out that there are a lot of them. That their wives were Dotas, right? And we didn't know that. So we're slowly trying to build a database as we find this information out, so we can make sure. You know, our oldest is Clayton Flowers, and he's 108, and both Harry Stewart and sharp as a tack. He was honored 2 weeks ago at the White House, and they expected him to come in a wheelchair and a caregiver. Caton Flowers drove himself there, walked in, saluted. Not a thing wrong with him. He's doing well. But we're running out of time, and we're losing him all the time, every day.
Yes.
Yeah. So
and Ms. Brown, I tell them about the Double Victory movie all the time, of the documentary.
Yeah.
But for what they went through and to come home, I feel that's why they don't talk about it.
They were treated
I feel that's why.
So terribly.
Yeah, that may be. That may be. Larry never said to me why. He just said he didn't want to talk about it. So I knew it had to be something very personal.
What I'm saying is what it took for them to get through it, what we've been talking about all night. They were together. They stuck up for each other. That's one of the things that Dota Pondra talked about. He said he didn't get to go in the war. He said, but just being around those people influenced him so.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Mr. Brown, was there a Tuskegee Airman in Delaware? My cousin has said that on his mother's side that there was a Tuskegee Airman. So do you know if there was one that lived in Delaware?
There was more than one from Delaware.
Oh, really? See, I never knew that until he said it. I never knew that.
Yes.
I don't know if he's available because I would love for him to give you their name. Because if you can, press the number 1 and I'll open your line so you can tell him what his name is.
Let me see if I can go through my Tuskegee Airmen things while we're on here, my database,
okay,
and see if I can find out who he is, who they are. There's more than one. You guys keep talking. I'm going to get on my other device and find him.
Okay.
Speaking of that Freeman Field situation, that's for those that don't know, after all that they went through, this happened back in the United States where they were put in jail. In prison, not jail. They were put in prison with the barbed wire fences. And the German prisoners had more freedom than they did.
True. That's true.
So I'm saying to go through what they went through and to come home and the people that they did it for, where are they?
Yeah, but not much has changed, y'all, and that's what we're saying today. The same thing is happening right now that took place then, and we didn't stand up then, but we're going to stand up now. We're going to take our stand, and we're going to demand.
Because we have a responsibility. They say freedom ain't free. We got a responsibility. Instead of his story, we need to tell our story, our way. I want to talk to you about Ms. Brown, because it's my understanding there were some people that weren't happy with what is the best that I've seen, and some of the Tuskegee Airmen were not happy because they weren't telling the story that they weren't told, and like you were saying a minute ago. We've got to tell our own story.
That's right. Antoinette, his name is Nathan. His name is Nathan Thomas.
Nathan Thomas, okay.
He's still living?
Yes.
Oh, okay. In Smyrna or Dover is where he's at in Delaware.
I beg your pardon. I missed that.
He's in Smyrna, Delaware, or Dover, Delaware.
I think he's in Dover. And by the way,
okay,
ladies, since we last talked, I'm not only on the National Board of Directors, but I've taken over a new position as the protocol officer for the Tuskegee Airmen. So the person that takes care of all the DOTAs, all the surviving spouses, and all the family members is now me.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm.
Is now who? I'm sorry.
I now have that position. I've been appointed the new protocol
officer.
I don't know. It's a lot of work, but President Burton felt like I was the person to do it. So I'm the new protocol officer.
But Ms. Brown, that's a part of the problems that our young people don't know nothing about protocol.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. Yeah, you're right. And that's what we're hoping to get a lot of youth activity programs going this year and start teaching them.
Yeah, so, well, see, that's good. That's really good. Yes, I know. Ms. Kim was thinking about doing I think it was Ms. Kim, about making a game or a play or, you know, doing something to get the young people. Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
You see, we have to put ours together. The people got the money. They don't have to worry about it. And all they need is an idea.
Yeah.
Been there too many.
Yeah, we need to. Like I said, they're leaving us every day, and we are we're trying to do the best we can, but we've got to get a really quick move on, as I said, because they're all up in age and we're losing them.
Yeah.
And then we can play for them. That's the last question.
Yeah, so we have to acknowledge them while they're still here. Yeah, we have
March
to acknowledge them.
March 23rd this year is a commemorative day.
Yes. Yes, and that's a good thing. Contact is, you know, since we're contacting our senators and, you know, representatives about what's going on in Mississippi, also bring up about the Tuskegee Airmen Day.
But we need to get the kids.
And Sunday is Billy's birthday.
Oh.
Sunday, February 26th is his birthday. So if you want to call and sing happy birthday to him, I think he'll appreciate it.
Oh, well, we'll have
to
do
happy
that.
Birthday to me.
He sung happy birthday to me when it was my birthday. So, yes, we definitely have to do it for him.
Well, ladies,
I have to get him a card.
Ladies, I'm going to have to exit. I'm about to fall out this chair on my face. And I already have one broken nose. I don't want to break it again.
No, please don't.
No more
broken bones, Brother Ray.
Well, I'll lay my head down if you all don't mind. God bless you. I appreciate you so much. And let's keep our heads turned to the heavens. Thank God for life and for all of you who think it not robbery to give your lives for your brothers and your sisters. And that's what we do every day. And we're thankful.
Yes.
So I'm going to
say
good night. Yes.
Good night,
dear.
Good night,
Brother Ray. Thank you.
Good night.
Okay, y'all. Well, Brother Eddie, you still with me?
I'm going to tell you something, that Mississippi Mass Choir.
Yeah.
I'm here on mute.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to make sure you were with me. I didn't want to be alone.
That's a tool
ahead,
right
Ms.
there.
Kim. I'm listening.
The Mississippi Mass Choir is a tool that they need to use.
Yes.
When the praises go up, the missions come down.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
Yes. Okay. Yes. I can hear
it most definitely does.
And that's really our warfare there. Because if we praise God, he's going to take care of whatever the problem is.
Yes. Yes,
and
he is.
And
I know. Anybody that's here, if you press 1, I will open up your line.
And Jeanette, I told
yes,
you.
Yes, ma'am.
But I don't know how many. I don't know if I shared it over the air, but at one time Detroit had more churches in Detroit than anywhere in the world.
They had more what? I'm sorry, Ms. Kim.
Churches.
Oh, churches. Yes. Yes, I remember that. Yes.
That's how we got blessed.
Detroit was so blessed.
I think that's how we got blessed, like we did, because we were praising. I've been thinking about how we should have Sunrise Jubilee every Sunday at 6 a.m. The choirs from all over the city would go to this one place.
Yes.
And it's nothing like it was when I was growing up. There are no communities. There are no communities because nobody knows about it. You got to know the people in the community. I'm on hush. When the praises go up, bless it sometimes.
No, yes, it does. That's right. That is so right.
Please,
yes,
my
it does.
Good hearing you, Miss Brown. I love you.
Wait a minute.
It might be.
No, okay, wait a minute. Ms. Brown?
Don't worry about it. I love everybody. God bless you. And the young lady that telling about the Mississippi choir, that name sounds familiar.
Sister
Esther? Would you send the link that Mother sends to you, please, about the choir?
Yes, I'm here. Uh-huh.
So,
I was asking, where was she again?
I'm in Jersey.
Jersey.
Uh-huh.
Do you sing?
Yes, I do. I dance, too.
Okay.
Why do you ask me if I sing?
Well, I know some people from Jersey that sing. They're good.
Oh, okay.
You know who I'm talking about?
No. Mm-mm. What's their name?
Dionne Warwick. Did you
oh, yeah, Warwick. Yeah, her and Whitney's two of my favorites.
And Dionne had a sister named Dee Dee, but I guess she's still living. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, there's some other people running into us. I can't think of who it was. We need to pray for Dionne, because there's some people that have passed that in her life that, you know, it takes a hold on you whether you want to admit it or not. It affects you when somebody moves on and they're not here anymore. That was special to you, like Bert Back, you know?
Yeah.
And, how many people know about the Geeter with the Heater, Jerry Blabbitt? I met Jerry Blabbitt when he was a teenager working in Philadelphia on a TV show called The High Lit Show. That was before Dick Clark and American Bandstand. And then I met him when he was working with Dick Clark in Philadelphia before American Bandstand moved out to California. So Jerry just passed. And I know him since he was a teenager. I didn't know Burke, of course, but I appreciated the music. You know, I'm just saying that. That's close. I'm just saying, let's say a little prayer for you. And I'm going to shut up after this. I don't know how many people know that Chuck Jackson died. They're not Chuck Jackson. Because I've been here, I haven't heard anybody say anything about it.
I don't
know
who
he
is, Ms. Kim.
You don't know who he is?
No, ma'am.
The man Tom Jones stole the show.
Oh. In the
day now.
Tom Jones came on in the 50s. He came on in the late 50s, Tom Jones?
No.
I remember my mother's mother used to love Tom Jones. Used to watch him every Sunday. But let me. Oh, excuse me for one moment, Ms. Kim. Sister Escar, were you? Are you up by where the they had the tornado out in Jersey?
When did it have it?
Over the weekend.
No. They. I didn't even know they had one.
Yeah, they had a tornado. So you're in the lower, the northern Jersey?
South Jersey.
South Jersey, yeah, that's what I mean, South Jersey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, well, no, you wouldn't have. No, because this was up by Trenton, where they had the tornado at.
Really?
And,
I'm not
Mercer
that far
County.
From Trenton. Yeah.
Yeah, Mercer County.
Mhm. Okay.
Yeah.
I might be an hour from Trenton.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, that's good because I was thinking about you when they was talking about it. I was trying to figure out what part of Jersey were you from that you were at.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. I'm glad about that.
It was a bad storm?
Well, they had a tornado. It wasn't as bad as, you know, we've seen some, but it was, you know, they called it a rare winter tornado, something that is unusual. It doesn't happen that often.
Mm-hmm.
And but it took some siding off the, you know, some roofs off and knocked down some trees from what I've seen on the news. As my son lives in Jersey, so I was concerned about him.
Oh, I know that's right. Wow.
Yeah.
What part of Jersey does he live in, Antoinette?
He lives in Maple Shade. They have a condo on Maple Shade. So I'm not sure what part of Jersey. He told me, and I don't remember. First County or Burlington, something like that.
Oh, Burlington, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because when I called him, you know, he told me, he said, Mommy passed over us. I didn't even get to say hello.
Sister Antoinette.
Yes, ma'am.
I have been researching. I know I made a note. I don't know where. However, I sent it to you. I sure did. It was last month. And...
Oh.
I see it is there. I posted it.
Where did you send
it
to me on?
You.
Where did you send it to me on? Facebook or a Messenger? Did you text it to me or did you put it on Facebook?
I put it on Messenger, and I put it on Facebook. So you know you're connected to me on Facebook. So how I do that? Make sure that more and more people, even if they're not connected to me, I put it on the public channel.
I would check my Facebook and
it's there.
I would check my Facebook and yes, if it's there, I'll send it back to you.
Please do, so I can re-ship it out. But it was her and her husband. She was a married sister.
Okay.
And very fair skin, I think. Because I sent so much information out. But
yes,
I'm pretty
you
sure
did.
She was. Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Yes.
I'm going to mute.
Yes, I would check that out for you tonight, before I go to bed. Before I go to sleep, I would check that out for you, Sister Paris.
Okay, because the other sister, Sister Brown, when you find it, please send it to her, too.
Okay, I will.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Well, does anyone else have any comments that you'd like to make?
No.
Family, I'm going to sign off. I'm like Brother Ray. I got to get it down. All right, then. Peace and blessings to everybody, family. All right, then. Oh.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Sister Paris, for being with us.
And I'm going to say highest exaltation and call it a night, too.
Okay. Well, thank you for being with us, Sister Iskar. It's always good to hear from you.
You're welcome. Always good to be here, too. Okay. Take care now.
Thank you. Bye. Before everyone goes, don't forget Dry Bones on Sunday for the Helios Vilios at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. And don't forget Brother Ray at 3 p.m. Sunday, no matter where you are in the world, at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, we're drumming to Miss Kim's Lift Every Voice. So we don't want to miss, that. So wherever you are, yeah, we need you to be drumming. If you don't have drums, you know, you can drum on your table or, you know, wherever you can, you know, we're drumming. Am I missing anything? Brother Eddie, you have anything you want to add before we wrap it up?
No, you've all covered everything. Just dealing with the three that we're talking about with the 10-20 House bill. Remember, three is 3 o'clock, family, 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern time. That drum call, which is no more than the divine beat of the heart. So, yes, family, with that, everybody stay safe this weekend. Peace and love on this day of the 5, 2/23/2023. On the 5. With that love, peace and love.
Yeah, and Brother Eddie and I will be on Wednesday. Can't forget us, Brother Eddie. We'll be back on Wednesday at 9 Eastern Time. Well, Brother Eddie, tell us what we're going to be discussing. So when I find out, it'll be posted.
Game time. Connect the dot. That will be the class. It's game time. And it's time to connect the dot, family.
Okay, so y'all got the title for the next class, same time I did. Okay, great. Okay, so with that, everyone, I would like to thank you for being with me and with Brother Ray and everyone that joined us. Thank you, and y'all have a good night. And with that, that's all, folks. So let me play a song to get us out.
Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. In earth as it is in heaven, give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us
our debts as we forgive our debtors, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever.
Yes, indeed.